Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Watch for Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, coming soon at CraigTOwens.com. Now, here's Craig.
Walking intimately. There's an interesting verb used with both Enoch and Noah that denotes intimate fellowship. The word is walked. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. David uses this same verb when he prays, "Vindicate me, Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, Lord, and put me to the test. Refine my mind and my heart, for your goodness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth." Psalm chapter 26, verses 1 through 3. And Solomon uses the same verb to say that anyone who walks in righteous integrity leaves a legacy of righteousness for his family. A righteous person who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. There is something important that is implied in this walking. God tells us what it is in this question. How can two walk together unless they agree to do so? Amos chapter 3, verse 3. But make no mistake, God doesn't agree with whatever path I choose to walk, but I must agree to walk God's path. I must agree that God's path is best, despite what everyone else is doing. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of mankind was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Yet Noah didn't walk with the wicked, but he was commended because he walked with God. In the New Testament, Enoch and Noah are listed as back-to-back examples of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 7. The verse that connects these two men speaks of the faith-filled integrity that kept them walking with God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he proves to be the one who rewards those who seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. That word seek means to diligently crave. Enoch and Noah and David show us examples of men who diligently craved walking with God above all else. Their faithful, diligent walking made them stand out from all those around them. What about us? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says we can follow their example. We can choose to walk with God by faith. We can diligently crave Him above all else. When we walk righteously with God, He rewards those who do, forever and ever.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.